B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hiya.
Happy to be here on a Thursday. It is October 3rd, although it feels like July 3rd or maybe even August 3rd. Today, more record temperatures expected.
Yeah, but isn't it supposed to cool off like tomorrow or the next day? The next day, Saturday.
The next day, yeah.
You're right. It is supposed to cool off tomorrow. It's only supposed to be 94 tomorrow.
I told you. We just need the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, you know, I ended up pulling some stats that we're going to discuss later in the show. Yesterday, it was 99 degrees in Charlotte, and I pulled up all the places that we are hotter than.
Oh, yeah?
And it's going to surprise you. It's going to surprise you. Surprised me. To the point that I said, let me go find a different weather source. This data can't be right. Can't be right.
Yeah, it was so hot, man. And it's like, as soon as you walk out hot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like it. But then again, I also don't like 50 degrees. So give me 70s. So you know, that's what I need.
What's your day in 30 seconds?
So yesterday I went to lunch with Loren. We did a sushi lunch yesterday. Right downstairs at, what's that restaurant called?
Rayleigh. I don't know what you were calling it, something else yesterday. And I was like, we've eaten here a million times.
You want to call it like Thai One or something like that. I don't know why.
Okay.
We went to Rayleigh yesterday. Delicious food downstairs. Free plug for them. And at one point, Loren, I don't even know. She did realize it. She goes, I need this.
Oh, yeah. I was being real needy yesterday.
Where's the waitress? And she goes, I just need so much.
I'm at least self-aware that I'm being needy I'm being needy.
She's like, I need more sauce. I need the hot sauce. I need so much. Where's the waitress?
Yeah, man. Everyone loves it hot. She loves everything hot on her plate.
Yep. Good lunch, though. Did you take the leftovers? I donated my leftovers for dinner.
I did. Thank you. It was the perfect dinner after I got home last night because I went out with my girlfriends and didn't eat.
Good. Perfect. What about you, bud? We invited you. You didn't show.
Well, today I'm actually in the mood for Thai food. So if you guys want to swing downstairs.
Going to Thai One?
Yeah, I'll go to Thai One and meet you there. Yesterday I had a pretty busy day. Sterling was sick again. But I'm also trying to drag him out to go look at houses. We're house shopping right now. And one thing, it feels, because I'm a real estate agent, it just doesn't feel right with, like, the way we're shopping. Like, we're sitting in other people's driveways looking for other houses nearby, and we're like, yeah, let's go in here. A few clicks of the button, and then we go. And it feels so weird, you know, because when I have, like, a client, we put a schedule together.
Yeah.
I schedule everything in advance. I'm, like, giving, like, 5-minute notices. Hey, we're coming.
The show and go. Let's go.
Right. People want to sell the house. They say, come on. How about you, Loren?
My girlfriend was hosting a sip and shop last night, and if there's two things that I love, it's alcohol and shopping.
Yeah.
So I went to that, and then we walked across the street to the Manchester, and we went downstairs to, the speakeasy. Yeah, and I mean, I love their smoked old fashioned, so I had one of those, and then I went home, and, you know, it was just a very, like, relaxed, nice friends night.
What'd you buy?
A couple things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of things were the, could you shop for? What was it? Like, clothes, bags?
No, it was clothes, like fall clothes.
Okay.
You know. Because it feels like fallout. Yeah. I needed two sweaters and a pair of pants.
I know. Producer Nicole is here today. Her day yesterday included going to pick up the media passes for tonight's soccer game. You excited?
Yeah. What else?
A soccer game?
I think I thought you guys were there last night because she was posting on Instagram.
Yeah, no, it's tonight. Team USA, the women's soccer team, is in to play South Korea in a friendly match at the Bank of America Stadium.
Okay, but who's Seaman?
What?
What team is that? She's wearing S-I-E-M-E-N. Is that the USA's team?
No, that's a soccer shirt.
Oh.
It's just a jersey.
And oh, that's like a
sponsor.
That's
not a team. Okay, I thought that was like a team or something.
No, it is.
Oh.
It's just not one of the teams that are playing.
Right.
Okay. Well, okay.
It's like wearing a Jets jersey to a Panthers game.
That's freaking weird.
Yeah, but she's going to buy a Team USA jersey tonight. I guarantee it.
Okay.
I already have a world champion shirt. I'm just wearing this because I didn't want to get it dirty before wearing it tonight.
There you go. Yeah, the ladies are in town right now. The World Cup winning American soccer team. It's going to be packed at Bank of America Stadium tonight. It's also going to be super hot. And there lies the issue that I have because Nicole is asking me to do something, and we'll talk about it coming up in
of course
just
we
about
will.
9 minutes. Well, we need to discuss it, and I'd rather talk about it on the air than off the air. Is that okay?
Whatever.
Because when it's off the air, it's too real. On the air, it's not as real.
That's right. And then tonight I can be like, I told you on the air. And she goes, that was real. Yes, it's real. We're real to a fault here on the MRL show. Got $1,000 for you at 8 a.m. this morning. Oh, we got a DM from somebody who wants to set up their mom on a date. She's
going to
come on at 7 a.m. this morning.
Okay.
Married twice. And this is awesome daughter wants to set, Shelly her name is, wants to set her mom up on a date.
Do we got to pay for the date?
No, I just said, hey, the best thing to do would be to come on,
okay,
describe mom, talk about her good qualities.
And then we'll find a lover.
Yeah, maybe we can hook, and then we can let her interview some of the guys. Let the daughter interview the guys.
Okay.
You know? So that's coming up at 7. Plus, we'll get you on the Haunted House bus tour. All happening today. That'll be in the 8 o'clock hour, okay? All right, let's do Shawn Mendes to get us going. Everybody ready for a Thursday show? One more day to Friday.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's a big night tonight at Bank of America Stadium. Team USA's World Cup winning, gold medal World Cup winning girls are in town to play South Korea, Roy, in what's just called a friendly match. So they're kind of touring the country, and we're one of the few cities that Team USA's women's team is coming to.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if they win or lose?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's just kind of a, you know, friendly match against South Korea.
An exhibition game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Nicole and I, about a month ago, reached out to Team USA's media people and said, hey, you know, we'd like a couple media passes to go. We can get down on the field, maybe get some pictures, you know, post stuff like that. Get some inside access to the game tonight. And so, Nicole, you went to pick up your passes last night. And what don't we have?
We don't have basically any access.
Then what are you supposed to do?
What do you mean you don't have any
access? Like, ours say press. So I guess there's a press area, which if you like read some of the emails, they talk about how like the press area, like photographers can go there to upload their pictures or something. But I don't know.
You don't think,
I mean, it could be upper level for all I know.
You don't think we have field access?
No, we don't. Because on the back of it, it tells you what each square means. Like there's four squares. You can have like locker room access.
Oh, I want that.
Field access, press, and like others. And other people who were picking their stuff up had, like, you know, three out of the four, all four, out of the four.
How many do y'all have?
We had one.
We have one star out of four.
Which means you guys can get into the press box and that's, like, it.
Basically, yeah.
Probably. Now, the good news is, and this is where Nicole and I are having a little bit of an issue.
There's usually food in the press box.
Well, you got that right.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is true. And there's air conditioning in the press box.
Yeah. Right. I also got a parking pass.
Oh,
so
that's
good.
Oh, that's nice.
There's no parking at Bank of America. So where do you park?
There's some lot across the street.
Oh, okay.
Man, I wish we had three stars. How did we screw this one up? Mm.
Don't know. Probably maybe they thought you weren't important enough.
I guess. I think that's what it came
down
to.
Yeah, because they don't want, like, if you go back and read, like, little stuff, like, they don't want phones out. They don't want really anything that doesn't look professional.
I say this with peace and love. And, again, I could be wrong because I don't know sports. But, I mean, is much press going to be covering this? I mean, is this that
no,
big of a deal?
I mean,
like, how come you guys aren't getting all the access? They should be happy that you're covering
this. Yeah, there's probably some big national people that'll be here because they're only doing like five or six stadiums.
All of like Mint in front of Bank of America. I mean, I parked half a mile away. Like everything's closed off already, like it is for a Panthers game, like Powerade setting up, Allstate setting up. Like they have a lot of big things going on around it, too.
I mean, my brother is driving my niece and her soccer team in from Waxhaw.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a big deal. He doesn't come to uptown for anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, and then just real quick, like, Nicole's mom is coming with tickets, and Nicole has an extra ticket, and she's like, hey, come sit with us. I just want to post up in the press box area in the air conditioning, you know? Yeah.
Why don't you want to go sit with them?
It's not that I don't want to go sit with them. I want to post up in the air conditioning in the press box. And I feel bad.
How are you supposed to date me and let me have your kids and not meet my mother?
No. Yeah, you do need to go down and at least meet her.
All right, that's fair.
Go meet the parents.
All right, gay wife. I'll meet your mom. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
All right, so Angelina Jolie is revealing something about her marriage to Brad Pitt that I think a lot of people might be surprised to find out. I'll tell you what it is coming up in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
You know, it took Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt almost 10 years to walk down the aisle. And tie the knot. And I'm sure a lot of people can probably relate to this. But she's now saying, of course, after they split, that she doesn't plan on doing it anytime soon or maybe ever again. And she never really wanted to get married in the first place. She said that she felt pressured to walk down the aisle.
And she doesn't even, she's not even dating anybody, is she?
I don't think anyone seriously. Okay. At least nobody that, you know, has come up in
right
paparazzi photos. But, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people maybe feel that pressure to walk down the aisle with somebody when they don't really want to get married.
Mm.
Okay. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. We told you yesterday that they split, and now we're getting a little insight as to maybe why. Now, there's reports that Kylie wanted to have another baby, but Travis just wasn't ready for that, so she felt like they needed to take a break.
Wow.
And maybe, you know, maybe he'll change his mind. Maybe she'll find someone new. But their friends don't think seem to think that this break will last very long. And they said they don't. Their friends don't consider it a breakup. Like, they don't feel like they had to choose sides or anything like that. And they think that eventually they will end up back together. I guess when Travis changes his mind about having another baby.
Yeah.
And Matthew Knowles was on Good Morning America. This is Beyonce's dad talking about his breast cancer diagnosis. You know, I think this is, it's obviously Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a lot of people, you know, breast cancer is so prevalent in women, but some people forget that men can get it too.
I'm doing really good, Michael. I had my surgery the last week of July, and now doing all the steps for recovery.
Mm. Good for him.
Yeah. So he saw his doctor, he got his exam, and found out what was going on.
Okay.
That's your dirty.
Thanks, Lauren. Surprise, Charlotte. Wasn't it the hottest day of the year yesterday, Roy?
It was. It was like 99 degrees. And you'd be surprised how hotter it was here versus anywhere else.
Dubai. Were we hotter than Dubai, Lauren?
I think it was hotter here than it was in Florida.
We'll find out.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Man, Your Man Morning Show. And man, it was hot. Didn't you say it broke like a world national record or something?
It was our local record. It was the hottest day of the year yesterday, October 2nd.
Yeah,
so think about it. We made it through June, July, August, mm-hmm. September without breaking that record.
I saw, too, a couple days ago, this was like the fourth or fifth hottest year that we've had in terms of like breaking records.
Okay.
So.
Well, all I know is typically when I take my dog Callie for a walk, I'm the one who drags her back inside because I'm tired. She dragged me back inside because it was hot.
All right, wrap it up.
We got a text message from 704. It said, my students think it's way too hot. They actually asked for indoor recess yesterday, and that never happens.
Wow.
Poor okay. Cash. Elena's got him outside every day, like with sidewalk chalk. He's like, oh, uncle.
So Charlotte was hotter than these places.
Okay.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah, it gets pretty hot out there.
And it was only 91 there, 99 here in the Queen City.
Mm.
All right. We were hotter than Honolulu.
Try it again. Take two.
Screw it. I mean, hotter than Hawaii.
Wait, did you have to go to the second page? Did it only print Honolulu on one page and Lou on the second?
That's typical of our show.
Did you have any idea that we were hotter than Denver?
Like you'd never heard of it before.
Yeah. Honolulu.
Where's Honolulu?
Where's Honolulu?
Okay, what was Honolulu's temperature yesterday? We were 98. What were they?
They were 88.
Oh.
Turks and Caicos, exotic place to vacation. Mm-hmm. Hotter than them. They're at 88. So get this, Miami, the most southern tip of America. They were only at 88 yesterday.
Yeah, they get that ocean breeze, though. But the humidity is way higher, so it feels just as hot.
Yeah.
Get this. At one point at 6 p.m., we were hotter than Dubai.
Wow.
They're at 95.
That's the desert.
Yeah. We were hotter than Iran. They were at 86. Even hotter than Brazil, 91. Egypt with the camels. We are hotter than them.
What was their temperature?
70. They had actually comfortable temperatures.
Oh, well, they're in the lower hemisphere, so they're in winter right now, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And same thing with, like, Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Man. I just can't believe that Honolulu is not as hot as we are.
I can't believe every day I come to work, I'm like, the joke's on y'all. Still to come. I don't know why I got hired here.
One thing is for sure, it is going to be super hot if you're headed out to the soccer game tonight at Bank of America Stadium. But we have to discuss a teenager in Great Britain went to a music festival, and it took him a week to find this.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the main one, the Ren Morning Show.
So, Loren.
Yes.
This guy goes to a festival in England. And after 1 week, he still can't find what did he lose?
He cannot find his car. And here's the thing. Like, I know that awful feeling because if you guys remember, I went out in Miami like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, and parked my car somewhere, went out with my girlfriends, had a crazy night. We ended up taking an Uber home. I woke up in somebody's house that I didn't know who they were. Like, I was like, whose house am I in?
That's scary.
Yeah, and it ended up to be one of my girlfriends, but I couldn't find my car. The next morning, it took me 2.5 hours to find the rental car, and I didn't even know what color the car was, what kind of a car it was. I didn't know what I was looking for. I was just walking around pressing my little beep beep.
Same thing happened to me when we went to St. Martin. Everybody rents the same little car, and it's the same color. It's like a little 4-seater hatchback, and they're all brown. And Amanda and I went out, and we had a couple cocktails, and then we went back to the hotel, had some more cocktails. I woke up in the morning, and I'm like, I have no idea where it is, and everybody's car is the same color and the same style as the one that I rented.
Well, this 19-year-old drove 2 hours from home to this music festival, parked his car on a public street about 10 minutes by taxi to the event. So he took a taxi to the event, and after the show, him and his friends couldn't find the car that they had left. He had to hitchhike home 2 hours. Walked to work all week. And of course, his mother said in an interview that she was devastated and annoyed at his irresponsibility for parking the car and not taking a photo of what street he parked on.
Wow.
And now they've been driving around for the past week trying to find the car. And they still can't find it.
Really?
So they just put a reward out offering £100 for anyone who could lead to its return.
I wonder if it was stolen.
No, it's parked somewhere. The kid was like, I know I parked it across the street from bushes. Well, that narrows it down.
It was directly underneath the sun on top of a road.
Well, what if it's stolen at this point?
That's what I just said. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe it got towed, but I don't know if it would get stolen.
Yeah, towed's more likely.
But I would think that he would check, or the angry mother would check with the authorities over there and see if there was a car towed.
Yeah.
What about... What if he didn't even drive? Like, what if he was so wasted at this music fest that he took the cab from home or took the cab from somebody's house and his car is not even there? To even lose your car for that long. We're going to talk about this later on in the show. I wonder if anybody has lost their car for more than a day.
Oh, good gosh. I've only ever lost my car for a couple hours.
I literally 2.5 hours in South Beach. I had to hire an Uber to drive around South Beach while I hit my button until we found the car.
Yeah. I told you a couple months ago I was uptown for an event and I went in, it was daytime, and I came out, it was nighttime, and I was completely turned around and didn't know what garage I parked my car in.
Oh, that's got to be the worst.
And I was using my Find Your Car on the app, and of course, like, the last check-in was, like, at my house.
Mm-hmm. You know? Didn't pick it up that time?
It didn't pick it up, but all right, we'll talk about that later on in the show, maybe just after 8. When, by the way, 8 a.m. is your shot at $1,000 with the KISS cash code, and then we'll talk about how long did you lose your car if you lost it for more than a day. But we've got to move on to Shelley. Shelly reached out to us on Insta at the MRL show, where you should be following us, by the way. And Shelly said that her mom, Sally, let me see if I can find it. Her mom, Sally, is 51 years old and quite the catch and is having a difficult time finding a date. So we hit her back and we said, Shelly, why don't you come on the air and tell us about your mom? And maybe some guys can call in and then you can interview them for mom.
Okay.
You can set mom up. And we said, make sure mom's okay with this. So mom's actually going to be listening.
Okay.
Shelly's going to do the screening. She's on hold right now. Let's make sure she's there. Hi, Shelly.
Hi.
Okay, are you ready to try and find mom a date?
I am.
All right, hang out, everyone. What's the age range that you're looking for? Like, she's 51. Do you want to date in her 40s, younger, older?
I mean, I think she could date a guy in his 40s. Yeah, sure. So
okay.
I guess, what, like 40 to 65.
Oh,
wow.
That's a large range. Okay. All right.
I'm going to keep the options open.
All right. Hang out a second. Shelly's going to be on with us just after 7 to help find mom a date right here on the Mani, Roy, and Loren show on KISS 95.1.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
All right, so let's bring in Shelly. Shelly, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, so you want to find love for your mom?
I do, yeah, she totally deserves it.
Why isn't mom on the radio right now doing this segment?
I don't know. She's kind of shy about this kind of thing, and she even hates getting on, like, online dating, so... This is kind of my one shot to find her a date.
Now, mm-hmm. Your mom's name is what?
Sally.
How old is Sally?
She's 51.
And she's listening right now. She knows you're doing this.
She does, yeah.
Okay.
She, like, in the room with you?
No, she's at her own house.
Mm. That'd be funny in the background if you hear her going, like, ask what his age is.
Yeah.
All right. Shelly wants to find a date for her mommy. Tell us a little bit about Sally.
So she's a nurse in a doctor's office over in South Park. She's taller than the average woman, so sometimes that makes it difficult to find a guy.
How tall?
Like 5'10". She's 5'10". So,
she's 6'4".
You know. Yeah, I mean, it could be worse, right? It could be worse. But she's beautiful. She kind of looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones, but taller, I guess.
I got to remind myself.
Else? Oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones is beautiful.
I think I have a vision in my head, but...
Dark hair, dark eyes, all skin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, very pretty, yeah.
Very pretty. She's very pretty.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say your mom's Catherine Zeta-Jones? I just want to make sure we...
Not quite.
Okay.
Not quite.
All right. What are you looking for in a guy? If there's a guy listening right now, or maybe another person's child listening right now who wants to hook their parent up, that's what we should do. We should have somebody else. Let's have kid-to-kid dating. Now, if someone seriously wants to date Sally, what is she looking for?
She's been married twice, so she's not looking for, like, you know, marriage necessarily, but, you know, somebody to be with and companionship and all that. She's a huge Panthers fan, so he has to be a Panthers fan and has to be into watching the game and all of that. She likes hiking and outdoors. She's just a really great person. She's a great listener. She's a good cuddler.
Okay. So,
she's a good what?
Cuddler.
Cuddler.
Huh. You cuddle with mom and watch Mean Girls together?
I cuddle with mom.
Yeah?
I do, yeah.
Okay. All right, so is she looking for, you said, what was the ages that you said again that you're looking for that for mom?
Yeah, I think she's pretty open, so let's say like 40 to 65.
40 to 65?
To leave us with many options.
Half the city's going to call in. Okay, tall, she's 5'10".
At least 5'10". I mean, and she does like to wear heels. So hopefully, like, over 6 foot is
now that's going to be the tough part.
No wonder why your age range is so high.
But she would be willing to accept a not taller than her guy, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think, you know, guys tend to not. I don't know. Guys tend to
My wife's taller than me. Especially when she wears heels. I kind of like it. All right, so Sally's 51. She's a nurse in South Park. She's 5'10", been married twice. Older kids, I imagine. You don't have any younger brothers or sisters that are like that need to be raised, do you?
No.
Okay, all right. Must be a Panther fan. Now, here's the thing. Let's get the phones going, and let's have you, Shelly, interview some of these guys and see if they'll be good enough for mom. You want to do that?
Sounds good.
All right, let's do it.
704-570-9595. Do you want to date mom?
Now, it would be funny if we could find somebody listening to this who's got a single parent at home and you want to call in on your parents' behalf. And it would be funny to hear Shelly and you discuss your parents together. But if you want to date Sally...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Nurse in South Park at a doctor's office, 51. 5'10", looking for somebody tall. Give us a shout.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The man here on the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. We have Shelly from Charlotte who wants to find love for her mom.
Now, it's not that mom isn't looking for it and you're trying to find love for her without her permission. She's actually listening to the segment, right, Shelly?
Yep. She knows I'm doing that.
Your mom's name is Sally. She's 51. She's a nurse in South Park, Lorenz. She's 5'10", though, and looking for a tall, handsome man.
Mm-hmm. It looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I like that we've turned into Tinder for those who don't have the app. Like, Tinder for the parents is Kiss 95.1.
Why not set up your mom on a Tinder app, Shelly?
I mean, that's kind of my next plan. I figured she'd be more okay with this, though.
Yeah. She's not ready for all the technology. All right, let's say hi to Brittany and Gastonia, Roy and Loren.
Brittany?
Hey.
Hi, so you're on the phone with Shelly. So you think you found someone for Shelly's mom?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if the connection's there, why not?
All right. And you're obviously calling on behalf of someone.
Yeah, it's my dad. My dad was married, and his wife passed away, like, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, and he's out of the dating loop, so since he was married for so long, and he doesn't even know where to start. And we created him a Facebook, so maybe that would help him. And he's not really like computer technology like great at. So he's like, I don't really know how to work this thing. And so he tried to talk to the girls, but he just doesn't know like how to really do that anymore because he's been out of the loop for so long.
Well, you're doing it for him, Brittany.
Yeah, exactly. And I told him, I said, well, I'm going to find you somebody.
Okay, well, tell Shelly a little bit about your dad.
Okay, well, he's in his 50s, and he's a great guy. He goes to church, and he's tall. He has dark hair and, like, greenish color eyes. He works hard. Him and his wife at the time, you know, that he passed away, when they separated, he was still... he still helped her out. He still did things for her. So he's like a caring guy.
Okay.
He ended up getting back together. And then she passed away like a little while, a few years later.
Brittany,
to date.
That's the thing I was going to say. Yeah. Stop bringing up the ex in front of Shelly.
Yeah. If somebody was trying to hook me up and the ex kept coming up,
that's how the guy is.
Okay.
Yeah. He's, he has 2 daughters. He has grandkids.
Okay.
He's just, I mean, even if it's not, doesn't work out as a relationship wise, he's just looking for, you know, somebody to talk to and somebody, you know, that may have dinner with.
Okay. All right. Here's what we'll do. There's other people that we're going to get to, Brittany. We'll put you back on hold. Give us your number and then we'll pass that along to Shelly and then you guys can play middle people for mom and dad.
Okay.
All right. right, Shelley? I mean, that's the best plan here, I guess.
Sounds great.
I also love how, like, the kids have turned into dating agents.
Right.
Like, hey, listen, you talk to my people, I talk to your people, we'll work out a deal.
Real quick, Drake in Mount Holly, you got 60 seconds. Talk to Shelley about your dad.
Real quick, he's 6 foot, he's an engineer, he works uptown, has no clue I'm doing this, I'm just driving into work, thought it'd be a perfect situation. He's 53, he's got dark hair, he's been divorced twice, living on his own, he's got a couple cars, motorcycle, campers, birthday's this weekend, he's going camping, real down-to-earth guy.
Panthers fan?
He's a Steelers fan.
Oh, Drake. Oh.
Can he lie?
Listen, I like the Steelers too, but we need to be a Panther fan.
Is that a deal breaker, Shelley, you think, or no?
I mean, at least he likes football. As long as he doesn't try and make her
okay.
Fan, it should be fine.
We're going to put Drake back on hold. Now, here's the deal, Shelley. There's a bunch of people on hold that we can't get to right now. What we'll do is we'll give them your info, and then we'll have them contact you. But will you get back in touch with us and let us know if anything good comes of this?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because if nothing else, it's 10 minutes of wasted radio time, and then we'll be in our boss's office.
I don't know. We're getting text messages. Someone said this is way better than Tinder. at least you're being judged on your actual personality.
Yes, okay. No looks. You're right.
All right, exactly. Shelley, well, thanks for reaching out. Hold on, and we'll get you more information, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah. What a wonderful daughter. Really?
Yeah, trying you know to find out for mom, yeah.
Not ready. Mom's not ready to date on Tinder, not having any luck on the dating websites, so she turns to us. Why not? All right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
Okay, we told you Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner have broken up, but wait, there's more. Wait until you hear who she was spotted out with in Hollywood. I'll give you all the gossip coming up in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, we told you that Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner have broken up, right? They're taking a break. She apparently wanted another baby and he wasn't ready for that. So they decided that, hey, you know what? If you're not ready for that, we already have one baby. Maybe we should just cool it. Well, after that, Kylie was seen out in Hollywood with her ex-boyfriend, Tyga.
Oh.
You son of a...
now, it said that she wanted a girls' night, so she called all of her girlfriends, and they went out, and then he had some mutual friends, and then they all ended up meeting up, but hey, it only takes that one time. Sometimes you got to move backwards and move forward.
Oh, my gosh.
The ex is best. I saw that on a bumper sticker once.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of new flames, Ben Affleck went out on a date with Steve Jobs' widow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good news.
So that could be the new it couple in Hollywood. We'll keep an eye on that
Ben
for
Apple.
You. Ben Apple. And Ed Sheeran just paid himself $21 million this year. And that didn't even include his live shows. He paid himself $21 million just based on his songwritings and recordings.
Oh, did you know you're supposed to pay yourself first? Like when you get your check deposited
or
you deposit your check, you're supposed to give whatever you can save, you should put into savings and pay yourself.
Okay. I'm sure Ed Sheeran is not having a problem with his savings account, especially after he just wrapped up his Divide World Tour, which had 250 dates, and he made over $750 million just touring.
Mm. Yeah, Ed Sheeran has so much money. I think I remember reading a story where everyone in the neighborhood, there was something with a bar that was making too much noise.
Yeah.
And so he bought the bar.
Right. So, like, and the pond. There was a pond that he had
like
that
he
was
bought
annoying
a town.
People.
So it was. And I think his neighbors were giving him like crap over it. So he bought like the neighbor's houses too. Like he was like, you know what?
He bought the whole community.
Awesome.
Yeah,
you're
going to
complain, are you?
He has his own little compound now.
I'm just going to buy you a house then.
And some new music coming out tomorrow. We'll have this for you, of course, is Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber. They've got a song coming out called 10,000 Hours. And Camila Cabello also has new music coming out tomorrow. She's dropping a song called Cry For Me.
Dan and Shay and the Biebs, I am actually super excited about
me
that.
Me too.
Super excited about that.
New Music Friday, it's the best.
Like, I actually might wake up first thing in the morning at 4 a.m. and listen to it. That's
I think I might too.
Yeah. Cool. Why don't you guys FaceTime each other and do it at the same time?
Record our reactions.
Yes, I love that idea. And I didn't know this about Chris Rock, but he revealed recently that he was a DJ before he was a comedian.
Like a wiki-wiki or
like a radio DJ. He was a wiki-wiki DJ.
Okay.
That is your dirty for now.
Just real quick, producer Nicole just hung up with Shelly, who was looking for love for her mom, Sally. So Shelly and Sally have to go through 12 names. We got 12 people that potentially want to date Sally. So we'll update you guys next week.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Wren. 704-570-9595. She's got two wins.
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Stephanie. Welcome to the Mania Ryan Loren Morning Show.
Hi, Sonia.
Hey, you were playing Can't Beat Loren today.
I am very excited. Second time.
How'd you do the first time?
I beat you.
Oh. Why do I ask? All right, Stephanie, let's do it.
All right, Loren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right, she's putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
She's got two wins under her belt. She lost earlier this week. Question number one, happy 50th birthday to Gwen Stefani. What band did she used to be the lead singer of?
No Doubt.
And Matthew Knowles is speaking out about his breast cancer diagnosis and says early detection is key, even for men. When he first got his diagnosis, he called one of his daughters. The one that's married to Jay-Z. Who is she?
Beyonce.
JWoww is showing off her son's progress with autism and says within a year he's gone from silent and shy to engaged and now learning. What MTV show is she best known for?
Oh, my God. On the tip of my tongue. Jersey Shore.
Country superstars Dan and Shay are releasing a song tomorrow with this Canadian pop star who was married in South Carolina on Monday.
Justin Bieber.
And friends of Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. They don't think the break that they're taking right now is going to last for long. But for the time being, they're splitting time with their daughter equally. What is her name? Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott's daughter.
Kylie Jenner.
Got to get this one.
Oh, they have so many babies.
Three.
I'm going to say Stormy.
Two. All right. Mark her down. Let's go. Let's see, Loren.
How did Stephanie do?
She got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
You know, it's not about me, but I will say I thought I read flawlessly this morning. It doesn't always happen.
See what happens when you stick to the script?
Happy 50th birthday to Gwen Stefani. What band did she used to be the lead singer of?
No Doubt.
Matthew Knowles is speaking out about his breast cancer diagnosis and says early detection is key. He called his daughters when he first got the diagnosis, especially the one that's married to Jay-Z. Who's that?
Beyonce.
JWoww is showing off her son's progress with autism and says within a year, he's gone from silent and shy to engaged in learning. What MTV show is she best known for?
Jersey Shore.
Country superstars Dan and Shay are releasing a song tomorrow with this Canadian pop star who just got married in South Carolina on Monday.
Justin Bieber.
Friends of Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott don't think the break that they're taking right now is going to last long. But for the time being, they're both splitting time with their daughter equally. What is her name?
Stormy.
It is a tie. You got them all correct as well.
Good job, Stephanie.
Good match, you guys.
That's hard.
All right, Stephanie. Not quite a win. Ties, unfortunately, stay with the house. Not our rules, but you know what we want to hear.
Yeah. I can't beat Loren, but I sure can tie her.
Thanks for playing, Stephanie. We love you, too.
All right.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
All right, we got to get to a brand new War of the Roses, Busting Cheaters. Katie's boyfriend, John, was spotted in public holding hands, being close with another woman. Is he getting a little too close with maybe a family member, or is he cheating? We'll find out with the War of the Roses.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Katie, you sent us a message saying that you think your boyfriend John is cheating on you for some reason. What's going on?
About 3 or 4 days ago, I get this text from a friend that's like, hey, how serious are you and John? Because I just saw him in Uptown with another girl holding hands.
Wait, who sent you this text message?
One of my very best friends.
Okay.
And so I trust her. And John and I have been together for like 5-ish months now. And I mean, I was under the assumption that we were getting pretty serious because we've been together for a while now. You know, we're very physical with each other. We make dates weekly, all that good stuff. So I'm just very confused as to what's going on, why he would be in Uptown with another girl, especially holding hands.
5 months, of course, isn't terribly long, but I think at that point, like Roy likes to say, you probably defined the relationship.
You should.
Did you
stop?
You had the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
either you asked him about it and you don't believe his answer, or you haven't asked him and you want us to do it for you. Which route are we doing here?
So I kind of chickened out and I haven't asked about it yet. I'm just going to let you guys handle it because I'm confused. I thought we had defined the relationship. I mean, he said, I love you. And I told him it was a little early to be saying I love you, okay, but we're still together.
Well, it sounds like he's pretty serious if he's saying I love you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's give him a phone call. If he doesn't send the flowers to you, Katie, be quiet and let us find out what he puts on the note. Because that could say a lot about what's happening here, but we certainly hope he sends the flowers to you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as ready as I'm ever going to be to hear this, you know?
Okay.
Roy, you ever hold hands with your sister?
Never.
Loren, you ever hold hands with Vin, your brother?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's a chance.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for John, please.
Hey.
Hi, John. My name is Tanya. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. And I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone free of charge. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
And it's free?
Yeah. One of your friends tagged you in our post on Instagram, and we randomly selected you to get these flowers.
Oh, my God. All right. So I can just tell you who to send them to?
Yep. I just need a name, and then I'll get that person's address here in a moment. Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send it to?
Yeah, go ahead and send it to Jenna.
Okay, so we're going to send these to Jenna, and what would you like on Jenna's card?
Just say, I love you, have a great day, and enjoy these roses.
Okay. So, again, can you just repeat the name one more time that you'd like to send them to?
Yeah, it's Jenna, J-E-N-N-A.
Okay.
So you definitely didn't mean Katie?
Excuse me?
John?
Katie?
John, yeah. This isn't a rose company. You're on the main Year War in the Room morning show with Kiss 95.1. It's a segment called War of the Roses. Before we bust cheaters, Katie is on the phone.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, John. Who the heck is Jenna? Like, just tell me right now. Be honest, because I need answers.
I am so confused right now. This was War of the Roses. Katie.
Katie heard everything.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I'm just trying to understand what's going on. Like,
you're cheating.
Honestly, I thought we were completely done. I told you I loved you last week, and you said it was too soon. And, you know, honestly, if you're not feeling it, like, I'm out of there. You know, I really thought we had totally moved on.
I mean, just because I didn't say I love you right back didn't mean we broke up. And, you mean, seems like you pretty much moved on pretty quickly then. So, sounds to me like you might have had her in your back pocket this whole time. Really? Like, 2 weeks later? After telling me you love me, you're sending this random girl flowers with an I love you to someone else.
How long have you and Jenna been together?
We just, you know, kind of got together since then. I was never cheating. I just, you know, clearly, life is short. And if somebody's not feeling it and they don't love me back, then I'm not going to wait around.
Wow, you move quick.
Dude, you mean to tell me that you just met Jenna like 2 weeks ago and you're already telling her that you love her on the card with the roses?
Yeah, I love Jenna.
But you loved Katie 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but she didn't love me back, so it was time to move on, you know?
You love hard.
Okay, I mean, Katie, he's probably not right for you. You weren't ready to say I love you, and he's looking to love anybody.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, good luck, son. That sounds like a train wreck waiting to happen, so enjoy that.
The MRL Morning Show. On demand.
So Katie and John, War of the Roses, kind of strange. 5 month relationship. Katie's friend spotted John holding hands with another woman uptown.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out that it was somebody that he was seeing. And the reason why he started cheating on Katie was because he said, I love you. And she said, I think that's too fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been 5 months.
So then John. Oh, so you're okay with that?
I don't know. I'm not sure because a lot can happen in 5 months.
Because on that War of the Roses that we just played, we recorded it like last week, but everybody sounded like John was nuts for saying I love you that quick.
I know, but I think it's... The I love you was not my issue. It was the she's not into it, so I'm moving on to the next person. Right. Like, you can say I love you in 5 months and it be like a normal relationship, but he was just like an insert girl here kind of guy.
Which, therefore, he didn't truly love her.
He just wants to love someone.
So Jenna is the person he sends the flowers to, and after dating her for about 3 weeks, he puts on the note.
That's too soon.
Love you. Have a great day.
Yeah.
So clearly, John is a quick love you person, and that's what we want to know. We want you to get on the phones right now. Let's line up some phone calls and talk to you guys. We love talking to you guys. You have the best stories. How fast did someone hit you with the I love you?
You know, I think I told Sterling I loved him like 6 months into the relationship, and he told me thanks.
That's funny.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. How fast did someone hit you with the I love you? Was it after one date, two dates?
Oh, good gosh.
Think about it. Like, maybe you knew each other. Maybe you hadn't even been on a date.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yet, and you were just talking and somebody's like, I think I love you.
Ooh. That's heavy.
I told my wife, Amanda, quote, you know I love you, right? That's what I said to her for the first time I used that word.
How quick in the relationship? You like saw her at first sight and loved her.
I was love at first sight. Yeah. I was in love with her on our first date. We went to the Melting Pot.
I do have to give you credit there, though.
Thank you.
Because you said, you know I love you, right? And it doesn't sound like delivered that way. It doesn't sound like you're expecting an I love you back.
Right.
Like you gave her the out to say like, I know. You know what I mean?
Thank God she did it.
But yeah. You gave her that out and I respect you for it.
Yeah, that's true. She said, I love you too. And then that was it. Roy, and I think it was probably, I want to say at the month and a half to two month mark.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. I was in love.
Let's talk with Crystal and Charlotte. Chris, of course. Crystal, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, how are you doing? So me and my husband have been married now 11 years, and we actually said I love you after only 2 weeks.
We said it. You said both of you said it.
Yeah, both of us actually, you know, he said it, and then I said it at the same time pretty much. We said it together, and it was only 2 weeks, and now it's been 11 years.
Oh.
We have 4 children, and never turning back.
You were able to understand and know that you loved him after 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of crazy. You know, sometimes you just know. It's hard to say when it's true love. I mean, I don't know about your War of the Roses, guys. That seems a little soon. But, you know, we just kind of were on the same wavelength and, you know.
Well, what
worked out for us.
Kind of pours water on John's I love you is that after Katie said that was a little too soon after 5 months of dating, he then turned to Jenna and had only been dating her for like 3 months, according to the War, and he put I love you on the card. So, like, Loren, you said it. You're like, he falls hard for people.
Yeah, but I don't think he ever falls. I think he just loves the idea of love. You know what I mean?
Shelby and Charlotte, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
All right, so what do you think about this?
I think it's literally so weird. I'm super uncomfortable with the fact that somebody would say I love you within 2 weeks. Definitely agree with Loren. You don't just say it. I think he's definitely just looking for something and filling a void.
So when is it not weird? At what time frame does it make it acceptable to express your love?
I guess, like, you can't... I don't want to say, like, to put a time frame on it, but I guess... I mean, I don't know. You say it when you feel it. I think in this situation, it wasn't a say it when you feel it type thing. It was more of like a, I'm going to do it because I'm... nobody loves me type thing.
Maybe. And what you and Shelby, like you, so what you're saying too is you're saying, you say it when you feel it, but you probably aren't feeling it for real. If it's 2 weeks, like you just don't know the person enough. I get that.
You definitely don't know him. I mean, it took me like with my relationship, like 7 or 8 months, not because I didn't feel it, but because I just wasn't ready, you know?
Right.
Thanks, Shelby.
Okay, let's talk with Dylan and Charlotte. Welcome to the Main Your Way on the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. So tell us, how quickly did you say I love you?
So I said I love you to my now husband 2 weeks into it, and we were married a month later.
Whoa.
And still married today.
Holy cow.
What reaction, Dylan, did you get when you said I love you after 2 weeks?
He was like, really? I love you too.
Oh,
that's sweet.
If it all can't be written like that every time.
Yeah, but they got married a month later. I couldn't imagine my life changing that fast.
Yeah. Crazy, man. But they were feeling it and they knew it.
Like, he got married probably before he even had enough time to delete the Tinder app. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got so fast in the relationship. Let's talk with Ashley in Cherville. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi. So when did you say to your husband, I love you?
My husband told me that he loved me after a week.
After a week. And what was your response?
I told him it was a little early. And the next week I said it back to him. And he gave me a house key. We moved in together a month later. Been together 11 years.
I like that the idea grew on you.
Yeah. it took a week.
That's true, Ashley. I mean, you said no a week earlier, then all of a sudden you were like, you know what? I really do. Is that how it went?
Yeah, I had to think about it. You know, it was all so quick, but when you know, you know.
That's right. An amazing story. Thanks, Ashley. You guys are awesome. There's so many people on hold, so many texts coming in. We said, I love you 2 weeks. We've been together for 11 years. A guy messaged me on Facebook years ago, 828 text, and decided he loved me after one conversation. He said he would throw himself off the Empire State Building if I were to ask.
And are they married now? Because if not, I hope she got a restraining order.
No, she asked him to do that. No, I'm joking. I don't know. No, I don't think they're married. It sounds to me like that guy was a little too much.
Yeah.
You know? Let's see. There's a lot of text messages. The guy I was dating told me he loved me after only 4 months of dating. We've been together for a year and a half now. I had a neighbor who lived upstairs, says area code 704, and I borrowed a pack of cards from him, and he asked me if I wanted to watch a movie sometime. Mid-movie, he told me he loved me. No physical contact, didn't even know his last name.
That's awesome. He's a stranger.
That is infatuation.
He had to have been, like, drinking or something, right?
Or watching, like, The Notebook. I mean, what movie could it be that triggers that?
Watching too much Lifetime.
He's just looking at you, you know what?
You know what? I knew I loved you the moment you came up these stairs and borrowed my cards.
Still to come.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Y'all move quick.
That is crazy.
I love it when I occasionally faintly hear you downstairs.
I knew I loved you when I saw the U-Haul. What you got coming up with the dirty, Lorraine?
Well, Hustler star Constance Wu, she said that she used to be a waitress, and when this big celebrity walked in and she had to wait on her, something crazy happened. I'll give you the whole story coming up in 10 minutes in The Dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's The Dirty on The 30 with Lorraine, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Constance Wu, she is one of the stars of Hustler. And she was on a red carpet recently. Woo-hoo! And they were asking her who inspires her in life. And she said, well, Oprah inspires me, but I had a really awkward experience with her.
Uh-oh.
And she said this.
Actually, when I was a waitress, I waited on her. I was so nervous, I spilled water on her table. She was so cool about it, though.
Yeah, of course she was. Oprah's cool about everything.
I know, but can you imagine the pressure of serving Oprah?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the best server in the world would be nervous.
What's this actress's
possibly,
name?
Constance Wu. You know Constance.
Constance.
Okay. I asked for that. I walked right into that. Joaquin Phoenix, the Joker, is coming out, and he's doing a bunch of press, of course. And people want to know why he wanted to play such a dark role, and he said this.
I thought that it was going to be challenging for me as an actor. I thought it was going to be challenging for the audience, and that's exciting to me.
Right, I meant to ask you, you saw the premiere.
Yes.
Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
And did you notice a heavier police presence? Because that's what CMPD and police offices all across the country are saying, they're upping their police presence.
Yes, but to be fair, Roy went to the premiere. This screening, so it's not like it's out in theaters yet.
It wasn't. What I went to wasn't open to the public. When I was there was not a police presence.
Right. Okay.
Nope, not at all.
And we told you Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott
so
broke
mean
up.
About it.
No,
well, we just wanted you to know.
Yeah, there's no, but I don't think I don't. The movie's fine.
Okay,
who broke up?
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. We told you yesterday that they broke up. Today we found out that it was because Kylie wanted another baby and Travis wasn't ready. So they decided to take this little break. And all of a sudden, she was magically seen with ex-boyfriend Tyga out in Hollywood.
Oh, boy.
Now she gets pregnant.
We know Tyga said yes, that he would be into having a baby.
She's just looking for another baby daddy. I don't know. But I like her and Tyga together kind of better than I like her and Travis Scott together.
Hats off to Travis Scott, though. If he's not ready to raise another child, you don't say yes.
Yeah, I get that. But, like, I mean, what's the holdup? You already have one. It's not like...
you have one. What's the holdup?
Well, you have to be in the same city more than...
Your spouse, okay.
Yeah, something has to happen, and you have to be in the same place for that to happen.
Show me on the doll how that works.
And Dallas and I haven't seen each other in weeks. But, yeah, so there's that.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You want to do what Lauren likes? So, Christmas is less than 84 days away. Maybe you're looking for a cute gift to give your significant other. This is a great gift for the guys. It is personalized cufflinks. So, if your guy does business, these cufflinks are really cool because you can actually personalize them and put a photo inside. They're like a little... like a locket for a woman.
That's cool.
Yeah, but a cufflink for a guy. They're really, really cute.
I remember one time my aunt got me cufflinks, and the only thing I kept thinking to myself was, you do not know me. I never wear a suit, and if I do wear a suit, I'm not putting cufflinks on.
So when Dallas got this job, he's going to kill me for saying this, but when Dallas got the job that he has now, he was going to have to be in a suit a lot more, and he had, you know, been let go from his old job and he was looking for this new job. So there was a period of time. So we were really excited when he got his new job. And I bought him like really nice Tiffany cufflinks. Do you know that guy put them in a drawer, never wore them. And then a year later when I was like, hey, how come you never wear your cufflinks? He was like, you never got me cufflinks. What?
Oh, man.
But like, I do love that drawer you bought me.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to glue them to your arm.
All right, let's talk with caller number 9, who wants to hop on board the MRL VIP Haunted House Tour. What's your name?
Jonathan Campbell.
Jonathan, where are you calling us from, bud?
Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
Jonathan, you and 3 of your friends are getting on this VIP bus tour.
Woohoo! Yeah, I'm ready to party with you guys.
Yeah.
Love that enthusiasm, dude. Who are you going to bring with you? Do you know yet?
Probably my wife and 2 friends.
Perfect. Yeah. We actually have a really... First of all, it's a great night because we have a fun time on the bus. We'll have a great time at dinner at Passante's. And then when we get to the Haunted House tour itself at Reaper's Realm and Midway Wicked Woods, we're going to have a blast there. We get back on the bus and have a blast on the way back. Quite honestly, it's a blast.
I can tell.
Is it a blast?
I mean, does anybody else agree with me?
Yeah.
It's fun, right?
It is a ton of fun.
No one is disagreeing, but when you say it 80 times in a row, it sounds suspicious.
You sound like you're really hyping it up. Now, I just don't want anyone to be disappointed.
There's no disappointment. It's an automatic party, Jonathan.
You know where the real fun, Jonathan, is when we stop at random 7-Elevens on the way because everybody has to take 80 P trips.
Yeah, we're out of beer.
I'm going to feel the need to perform now.
All right, bud. Well, congratulations. We've got one more spot for you guys to get on the bus tomorrow, and we'll do it tomorrow morning. Let's hit the early crowd in 6 a.m., okay? You're already on, though. Good for you, John.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, hold on a second. There he goes, Jonathan.
All right.
It's fun. Now, you didn't go last year, so you don't. Maybe you forget how fun it was.
No, I love the bus.
Okay.
I'm a big fan. Last time I was on the bus, we ran into celebrities that were at a gas station, and the whole bus was crowding them.
Who?
Some band.
Oh, a band.
I can't remember.
Nickelback.
You know, something like that. It's like a band we haven't heard since like 2008, and we were all into it.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Hey, up next in less than 10 minutes, Loren told a great story this morning. There's a kid in Great Britain who went to a music festival, and after 1 week, he still cannot find this. We'll tell you what this is, and we want to discuss further just around 8:35 this morning.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Just like my one.
article about this 19-year-old who went to a music festival and lost his car. Now, I've been in this situation before. I went to Miami, went partying with my girlfriends. We took an Uber back to somebody's house, which I woke up at someone's house, didn't know where I was. And
it
had
was
to find
a great night.
Had to find my car the next day. Which, by the way, it was one of my girlfriend's houses. I had just never been there. I didn't wake up at some random dude's house.
Right.
Anyway, I had to find my car, and I had a rental car, didn't know the make, didn't know the model, just had the key for it. And I had, after 2 hours of looking, I finally hired an Uber to just drive me around the area until we found the car and I could just hit the button. This guy is not so lucky. He ended up driving 2 hours from his hometown to the music festival. He parked the car and took a taxi ride from where he parked the car to the music festival. It was about 10 minutes away. So it's not an Uber. He can't track where he was. It was a taxi. He goes into the music festival, has an awesome night. Him and his friends try to return to the car the next day because they had to, you know, go home safely, and they couldn't find the car. So this kid had, they ended up having to, like, hitchhike home.
So you figure they looked for 6 hours, let's say.
Yeah.
Coming out of the, okay, that's a maybe, long time.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, you either got to go, I don't know where the car is, it's been stolen, or it's in an impound.
Right.
But him and his mom went back again to try to find the car, and she's upset because it was so irresponsible that he didn't take a photo when he parked the car, and all he knows is that I parked across from a bunch of bushes. That's your landmark. That narrows it down. Yeah. They have been looking for the car, still cannot find it, and is offering a 100-pound reward for somebody who can return it or tell them where it is.
That is so funny that he cannot find his car. It's been a week.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the conversation with his mom in the car, too?
Oh, she's wearing him
wearing
out.
Hey,
when did you park the car?
I mean, she's already saying that you should have took a photo, which is so unreasonable. Who takes a photo of where they park?
I do.
Oh, never mind.
Well, Loren does now because she's lost her car too many times.
Yes. You know. Learn from experience.
All right. How long have you lost your car for? Let's start with, like, have you lost your car for 12 hours? You didn't know where your car was. Let's start there.
Okay.
Maybe you went somewhere at 6 p.m., woke up at 6 a.m., didn't know where your car was. 704-570-9595. I don't think we're going to find anybody who lost their car for a week. And it's a little, like, if at that point, you just have to write it off that it was stolen. But see, the police don't have a report of it.
Right. Well, you have to report it at that point. But, like, even the impounds, like, what do you do? Just open up, like, start Googling what impounds are in the area and check the impounds?
No, I think impound lots go through the police. So I think if you went to the police and you gave them your license plate, they could check the database.
Gotcha.
Like this.
Yeah, probably.
You hear me tickling the keys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see it here. Yeah, it's not impounded. Right on. How long you been looking for her?
I like your accent.
Yeah, it's my British accent. No, they're in Britain over there.
Queen Mummy didn't show up there.
No, but his mom was probably like Queen Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Evan, where is the car? And then, like, it's like a stoner British kid. No, Mom, I parked it somewhere by some bushes.
Evan? Now I have to drive you everywhere.
Hey, what a bummer, Mom. I'm so sorry.
Stoner British guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
Stoner British guy.
I hope you enjoyed the show.
It was killer, Mom. 1975 and black man knocked it out of the park. I don't know where my car is. You want to take a call real quick and then we'll go to break?
Yeah,
all right.
That's fine. Let's.
No name. I don't
know. Let's talk to no name.
Hi. What's your name?
Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. How long did you guys lose the car?
Well, my girlfriend came up from Columbia and met us uptown Charlotte. She parked in a random parking deck. And the next morning, after we Ubered back from my house, she couldn't find her car. So we roamed around parking decks for probably 2 hours the next morning.
You know, in 2 hours, you're like, okay, you know, 2 hours. But that's 2 hours of not knowing where the car is.
And you're mad at yourself. You're freaking out.
Yeah.
2 hours in high heels from the night before. Oh. And they just running down the stairs. It was wonderful.
Ugh, that's the worst. And the thing with parking garages, I know that's a parking lot, but where I live is a parking garage. And sometimes on the weekends, I never remove my car because I walk to the places. So, like, Monday morning, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm like trying to track down which floor my car's on.
And you're right. And the thing about the parking decks, Kayla, is that each one looks identical to the next, except there's a 4, a 5, a 1, a 3, and you're like, I don't know.
Well, and of course she doesn't live in Charlotte, she, so she couldn't tell me which one it was, where, what street it was on, so we were roaming.
Well, at least you got it after 2 hours.
All right, thank you.
British donor took him a week. He still hasn't found it.
Yeah, 704 texted in and said you could just Google locate and track where your phone was that day. But, Manny, you said you tried to do that and it hadn't picked up.
It didn't ping. It pinged my last location. When I lost my car uptown, it pinged it at my house, not the newest location. So, all right, Marcus is on hold. He lost his car. Marie is on hold. She lost her car. One of them lost it for 3 weeks. We'll have that story coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy of the Ram Morning Show.
I don't watch The Voice often, but Adam Levine's off, right?
Yeah,
he's off of it.
He's done.
Are you watch it? Is it weird having him on?
It is, because he's been the staple since the beginning, and I loved his personality, and I'm a big fan of Blake's, and it's not the same.
Well, him and Blake have like a little love hate bromance.
It was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun watching them.
So that's Pharrell, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Gwen and Blake. And Gwen and Blake, they're playing it off like the couple that argues. I watched one episode and I saw that. So we're taking phone calls on how long you lost your car, because a guy in Great Britain, Loren, lost his car for how long?
A week. And he is still looking for it. He's even offered a reward to help.
All right. We have someone on hold who lost their car and still hasn't had it back. And I think it's been a couple years. They never found it.
What?
Yeah, I'm telling you. We'll get to Angela here in a second.
Hey, Marcus, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. How long did you lose the car for?
Pretty much for the whole weekend. We went to a concert in Chicago, the Grateful Dead, and Soldier Field back in like 92 or whatever. And my buddy parked the car in a parking garage, and it wasn't accessible after 11 o'clock, and the concert didn't get out until 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And
by the way, let's be honest, Marcus in Statesville, let's be honest. You were at the Dead show, and everybody at the Dead show partakes in some concert-altering items.
Yeah, but, you know, about 3 o'clock when we went to go and get the car, there was no access to my vehicle, so... I had to work the next morning, so my buddy drove me all the way back to Rockford, which is about 60 miles away, and got off of work, and then I couldn't find the parking garage.
Oh, my God.
So, and then we found it after 11 o'clock again, so we had to go back to Rockford.
What a nightmare.
Come back to Chicago on Sunday, and we finally picked up the car on Sunday after about $70 worth of parking fees.
Do you just hate the Grateful Dead after that at that point?
Nah, best concert I ever went to.
Yeah, it's a cool story now.
Yeah,
thanks, Marcus. You know? But like, I would blame the Dead. I'd be like, "That's it. I can't find my car. Screw Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead. I'm off of it.
The Dead's dead to me.
The Dead is dead to me." By the way, you guys are familiar with The Walking Dead, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's like coming out of a Grateful Dead concert with all the Deadheads, like just meandering around aimlessly.
All right, this is Marie in Charlotte. Or is it Mary?
It looks like Marie.
Marie. I always get confused if it's Marie or
Mary's
Mary.
Mary's a Y. Marie's usually an IE.
An IE, okay. Marie, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi. So this is actually one of my coworkers' roommates. We worked on the kind of outer edge of uptown at the time. We had a private parking garage. And I started noticing that there was this car that was literally like gathering dust on one of the floors, like right near me. And finally, someone called the tow truck. And they took it away. Well, then one of my coworkers announced that that was actually his roommate who, during the ACC tournament or finals, parked his car there, forgot that he parked it there, listed it as stolen, and went and got like a new car and everything. It was like 3 weeks later, and they realized it was his car that he had just forgotten he parked in the parking garage.
Oh my gosh. He forgot it, went out and bought a new car.
Like, how do you just write off a car?
He must be rich, right? Like, how do you just go out and buy a car? How?
I think it was like an insurance claim or something.
Oh.
Claimed it as stolen or something.
How often does that happen, you think? You know what I mean? Where the insurance is paying for people's cars. Meanwhile, they're just sitting in a parking lot somewhere.
Right. Crazy, Marie. All right. Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks.
All right. Let's talk with Angela and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good, how are you?
So you still haven't found your car?
No, 15 years ago, me and my husband went on a trip to Colorado, and in the, like, where you drop off people, we had a friend drop us off, and he was just going to park his car at his house. Well, our car alternator went right there, so we had to get him a cab, and this was, like, before 9/11, so, we had to, go get stuff, go get our luggage and everything. So they told us they would tow it to the free lot. Well, I even called when we called. When we landed in Colorado, and they're like, yeah, I'm looking at it. It's right here. It'll be fine. We get back. They could not find our car. We still never know what happened to it.
Wow. It's been 15 years.
Angela, we're laughing about it now, obviously, because it's 15 years later. But, I mean, there's probably, like, a CD in there that you really wish you had.
We had car seats in there. We had, like, things in our car. So, yeah, and they never could tell us what happened to it. And the ladies... voice was recognizable, and I'm like, you're the lady I talked to. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
like,
maybe she took the car.
What happened? Did they end up paying for it?
No, it was the airport, so they said it was kind of our responsibility. They didn't do anything. We just had to make a police report, but, I mean, it was in a locked lot with gates, so nobody could have stole it. So they don't
all right.
know what happened.
APB for Angela's car. What year, what make?
It was an Eagle Premier.
Eagle Premier, two car seats. We're looking for it. Angela wants it back.
It may be a bit dusty. It's old.
Yeah. Yeah, she's dying for that Seal CD. She needs it back. Thanks, Angela. It's MRL.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, do you see this crazy story out of Memphis? That's where you were. You lived in Memphis for a while, Manny.
I did. You're right. Yep. Right before I moved here.
So a guy lied about a carjacking to cover up an affair.
I see that worked out well for him.
It didn't work out well.
Since we're talking about it.
It didn't work out well at all. He was on Barnstable Street. Does that ring a bell? Barnstable Street, where his vehicle got towed while he was having an affair because he illegally parked.
Even the name Barnstable Street sounds made up.
Of course, he couldn't tell his wife the reason why he parked there and the reason why it got towed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he said that he got carjacked. Well, of course, then she wanted the police to file a report. So, of course, within 2 seconds, the police found the vehicle because it was towed to an impound lot. Within a few clicks of a button, they're able to see that he wasn't carjacked. And when they brought this to his attention, he told the authorities that he lied so his wife wouldn't learn about his infidelity.
Woo!
And he made the entire story up.
What a dumb guy.
Yeah. Does he get locked up for that?
Doesn't say. The article does not go into detail about what happened after that.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're getting a divorce.
Making a false report would be a thing. Yeah, he was charged with filing a false police report.
Yeah. And then asked to go to prison. We've heard those stories, too, where, like, the guy says...
It's got to be better than what my wife is going to wear me out at home.
Don't you guys remember? We've done one, if not two, stories about how someone asked the judge to send him to prison because he didn't want to face the wrath of his wife.
And the judge is like, no, I'll send you home. That's better.
Yeah. There's also that kind of infamous story that now, at this point, you don't know whether it's urban legend or if it's really true, but the woman whose husband worked in the World Trade Center, and on 9/11... He is busy having an affair, as the story goes, and she texted him, my God, are you okay? And he's like, I'm fine. And she's like, what's going on? Is everybody okay? He's like, typical day at work.
Oh, and he was hooking up with someone?
He hadn't heard that the plane had gone into the World Trade Center and that they were both on fire. So he got busted. Now, I don't know. It's a good story.
Yeah, but
crappy backdrop, but...
I don't know if that's real.
I know.
That's a little too... That sounds too much like a movie.
But, like, I could see the New York Post finding out something like that because she files for divorce, and that's the reason why. Mm-hmm. I'll do more research and see if that one's true.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.